Technology Quarterly.
A Technology Quarterly on Spycraft.
SIGINT. Dot 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 dashed. Signals intelligence has become a cyber activity that has significantly changed its focus.
11 years ago, Edward Snowden, a disgruntled contractor working for the National Security Agency, or NSA, America's Signals Intelligence, or SIGINT, service, fled to Hong Kong, then Russia, and revealed that America and its allies were sweeping up much of the world's communications. Intelligence agencies warned that his disclosure would have dire consequences as enemies found other ways to communicate. In the end, it was not as bad as feared. Agencies could no longer access all of the data they needed to see or had access to before, writes Kieran Martin, then a senior official at GCHQ, Britain's SIGINT agency. But they could still get lots, he notes. Indeed, enough to provide American SIGINT with the lion's share of intelligence, including intercepts of communications that showed in 2021 that Russia was planning to invade Ukraine and how it planned to do so. In the past 2 decades, SIGINT has been transformed. The internet took over from radio and telephone traffic in the 1990s. Now, a decade after Mr. Snowden, most internet traffic is encrypted and data have pooled in new places like the cloud. The same computer networks that ferry it about have also become integral to the physical world, from cars to power grids to military systems, blurring the line between cyber espionage and cyber attacks and reshaping the identity of SIGINT agencies. But they remain extraordinary intelligence-gathering machines. That may seem surprising. In 2013, less than 40% of the world's population was connected to the internet, but a majority of traffic was in plain text. If you intercepted it, you could read it. Today, 66% of the world is connected, but the vast majority of browsing is encrypted. In the 1980s and 1990s, America's government fought to suppress that technology. But now those crypto wars are essentially over. Most email and messaging services, including most recently Facebook in December, have come to use end-to-end encryption as standard. The rise of encryption has undoubtedly made life harder for police. In 2022, 92% of American federal wiretaps involving encrypted data could not be decrypted. But it was never really such a big deal for the agencies, says the former head of a SIGINT service. We tend to focus on particular threats and put a lot of effort into going after them. Richard Ledgett, deputy director of the NSA in 2014 to 17, started his career intercepting high-frequency radio and working in Morse code. He recalls that when communications switched to microwave in the 1960s and fibre optic cables in the 1980s, many predicted the end of SIGINT. It was not. We continue to change our techniques and to do the things that we need to do, he says. Intelligence services are cagey on what those things entail. For America, the easiest route is to ask for the data. American law, including the Cloud Act of 2018 and Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, which was renewed and expanded in scope in April, compels firms to hand over a wide range of data, even if it is stored abroad. Even users who one might think would avoid American companies tend to get lazy. The Insider, a website, recently found that General Andrei Avery Arnov, a senior officer in Russia's military intelligence agency, had been using a Gmail account to organise an operation to blow up a Czech ammunition dump in 2014, more than a year after Mr. Snowden had revealed the extent of the NSA's reach into American firms. Even if the data handed over are encrypted, the metadata, who is sending what sort of data to whom, are invaluable. This traffic analysis was central to Western SIGINT in the Cold War and in the post-9/11 era. If you have enough metadata, notes Stuart Baker, a former NSA lawyer, you don't really need content. That may explain why upstream collection from raw internet traffic remains useful. In March, the Dutch government justified a new intelligence law by explaining that its hosting of the world's largest internet exchanges obliges us to make optimum use of the data carried on our cables to protect the Netherlands against Russian and Chinese hackers. An alternative approach is to weaken the encryption itself so that it can be cracked with less computational effort. Mr. Snowden's files showed that the NSA and GCHQ, its British equivalent, attempted just this. A Reuters article in 2013 alleged that the NSA paid $10 million to RSA, an encryption company, to insert weaknesses into a particular algorithm. RSA denied it. Matt Blaze, a cryptography expert at Georgetown University, is sceptical that such efforts have yielded much fruit. By all evidence, they're really not very good at doing that, he argues, because the civilian cryptography world has caught up with them to the point where people can recognise a backdoor or deliberate weakness pretty well. He adds that America's government increasingly relies on commercial encryption itself, so there is a limit to how far it could be compromised without risking American secrets. A third approach is to grab the data from a phone or a computer, an endpoint in the SIGINT jargon. Mr. Snowden showed that the NSA devoted huge resources to hacking these. That has ramped up since. Zero-day exploits are pieces of code which target hitherto undiscovered vulnerabilities in software. They are rare, expensive, and very useful for gaining access to particular devices. Google's threat analysis group says that last year it found 97 in use, almost three times as many as in 2020. The barriers to entry for this sort of artisanal SIGINT have fallen. More than 40% of those 0 days were used in commercial spyware, a booming industry for tools that do not just hack phones, but also turn their microphones and cameras into covert sensors. The most notorious example is Pegasus, built by Israel's NSO group, a firm dominated by Israeli SIGINT veterans. Its moves have been linked to hacking operations against dissidents, journalists and activists worldwide. In February, America's government, having earlier blacklisted NSO Group and three others, said it would impose visa restrictions on those involved in the abuse of spyware. That SIGINT is now largely a cyber activity has several other implications. The technical access required to steal data from a network computer is the same as that required to mess with the same data. The line between cyber espionage and cyber attack is thus blurred, creating operational dilemmas. If you disrupt a network, you are likely to be caught and thrown off it by the owner of that network. Whereas if you sit there and steal data or subtly change it, you can carry on. The new reality also crosses institutional boundaries. Britain's National Cyber Force is a joint enterprise between the Armed Forces, GCHQ and MI6, Britain's Foreign Intelligence Service. In America, the head of the NSA is also head of the Pentagon Cyber Command. The next frontier is likely to be quantum computers that are expected to be able to unscramble much of what is encrypted using current methods. Some fear that China is collecting data today to decipher when the technology bears fruit, a strategy known as store now, decrypt later, or SNDL. That could include, say, cables between a CIA outpost and headquarters. Cryptographers are working on quantum-resistant algorithms. In February, Apple implemented these for iMessage, which is used by more than 1 billion people. But they are not widely deployed, and there are hints that spies want to ensure that these remain breakable. Last year, Daniel Bernstein of the University of Illinois said that America's standards body had not acknowledged the NSA's influence on new post-quantum encryption methods, which he claimed had obvious weaknesses. Unsurprisingly, intelligence agencies are investing heavily in building quantum computers, says Mr. Blaze. If completed, they would be hard to hide, notes Edward Parker of RAND, a think tank, in part because their vast electrical power needs would leave clues. When Microsoft suffered a big compromise last summer, one of its hypotheses was that an adversary had secretly built a quantum computer. It had not. Many experts think sufficiently capable quantum computers will not appear until the 2030s. In the meantime, SIGINT agencies face an immediate problem: how to process the vast amounts of data and metadata they collect. The long entanglement of intelligence and AI continues.